Amen. Let's pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, giving you praise and honor and glory. Thanking you, Lord God, for this privilege that you've given to us to fellowship with you, Lord God, in prayer. We know, Lord God, that there are things that you want us to know, things that you want us to understand about prayer. We yield, Lord God, our members to you in this class. We ask that you would say what you want to say, do what you want to do, Lord God. We are yours, Father. And we thank you for this privilege. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. I think on last week, we're studying obstacles to prayer. Our author is helping us to look at when we have been standing and confessing and believing God. We have a word, and our prayers are still not answered. He's helping us to begin to look at what's stopping, what's blocking, what's hindering. And that's what this lesson is all about, because, you know, sometimes, you know, we made good confessions, and we have scriptures, we have the word of God, and we say we are standing on the word, and it doesn't happen. Amen. And so he wants us to stop, and he wants us to look at, well, let's start with looking at some of the obstacles. Okay. And then you have to check it out. Last week we talked about, sometimes, you know, one of the obstacles was you do not ask, or you ask for the wrong thing. Y'all remember that? And then our author talks about spousal abuse. You know, we looked at that. And then we started with skepticism and doubt. We looked at one of the author's definitions that he found of the word doubt in the Greek. And I told y'all the only thing that I could see was at the end was Oreo. And it was A-P, I mean, that's gonna help you, okay? A-P-O-R-E-O. And he says, which means to be without direction, without resources, in a bind, perplexed, in doubt, confused, hopelessness, anxious, and unsteady regarding the path that one should take. We looked at, the statement, one thing that God teaches us is that doubt kills and destroys all hope of ever receiving anything from God. When you're in doubt, you no longer have hope that God is going to answer your prayer. We talked about it causes confusion and hesitation. And then we looked at, some of those words that the author used in the definition. And we looked at it a little bit more in detail. It's in your chapter. I'm not going to go over that. Read the chapter. Amen. We cannot pray and ask God for anything if we are in doubt of his existence. You know, when you're asking somebody for something, then you got to know that person. And in this case, you know, you got to know God, and you got to know that God is. You got to know who his person. Amen. Now, one of the scriptures that I wrote down, there are things that I put in parentheses. That means that things that I just added. You don't have to turn here. We're going to turn to the next scripture. But in Hebrews, and most of you have heard this scripture before, 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you have any doubt of God's existence, then you're not going to be able to pray in confidence. Amen? You're just not going to be able to pray in confidence. You got to know that God is who he says, that the word says he is. That's who he is. Amen? He is our Father. He loves us. He's given us promises. And his intention is to make everything that he has said good in our lives. Amen. I do want you to turn over to Matthew chapter 14. And we're going to look at verses 28 through 31. I'm just going to read it from right here. I have it written. Matthew 14, 28 through 31. Okay, y'all have it? Okay. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, now we know this account in the Bible. Jesus told them to go on. They were in the ship, and here it is in the middle of the night. Jesus comes walking on the water. Naturally, they were afraid. If you look a couple verses up, you know, it talks, and we just read this. Amen. amen. they saw him, and I mean, they were afraid. And one of the things that I think I read was that whenever Jesus comes, if you look in the Bible, he's always saying, fear not, or do not be afraid. Always, when he comes to us, these are the words that he tells us. In verse 27, it says, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, I mean, don't be afraid. It is I, be not afraid. And verse 28, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. Amen. One word, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Amen. Wherefore didst thou doubt? What Peter did, he obeyed the word of God. Amen. That's all he had to, that's all he had to stand on. He says, if it be thou, bid me come. Jesus said, come. Amen. He had so much faith in that word come that he got out of the ship and was walking on the water to Jesus. Amen. And oftentimes, this is what happens in our lives. We receive a word from God, a sure word, a sound word, a word just for us. And we start out on that word. It could be a word for your finances.